Hello, KMA Land, and welcome to another Tuesday. I'm Spencer Williams, and I'm here to spend the next 3 or so minutes with you during a weekday segment we call the Double X Factor. Each week, Sandy Edie Hansen and I choose a personal growth topic that we research for you and hopefully give you some insight and tools to help you in your own personal growth journey. This week, our topic is gaslighting, and I'll be honest, I've heard the topic in many different places, but really grasping what it is has been a bit of a struggle for me. So, like I just said, I did the research and found some ways to break it down a bit. Unfortunately, once you know what it is, you also realize how often you've been the victim of it or how often you've been the gaslighter yourself. Ick. Psychology Today defines gaslighting as a slow form of brainwashing that makes a victim question their reality. They also go through several ways in which people gaslight, and I'll get to as many as I can today, but the first is lying straight to your face without wavering. It's the gaslighter's way of setting a precedent. Because once you are told a big lie, you become unsure if anything they say is true. This keeps you unsteady, and that's their goal. They also may deny something even if you have the proof. Constant denial can start to make you question your reality. You know, maybe I didn't see that correctly or hear what I thought I heard. You can start to question yourself and accept their reality. Gaslighters are also famous for using what is near and dear to you as ammunition. Maybe it's your children or your identity. They're going to attack those things first. It's their goal to have you question your worth in regards to where you originally saw your most value. And the truth is, they can wear you down over time. Gaslighting isn't an overnight process. It's gradual. A lie here and a lie there, maybe a snide comment or two, then it ramps up. Even people who are completely self-aware get sucked in because it's such a subtle shift. Another reason it can be so difficult to know when a gaslighter is taking over is because they throw in a positive reinforcement to confuse you. They may cut you down and all of a sudden praise you to the fullest. You can easily start to think, well, maybe they aren't so bad. But again, it's an attempt to keep you in that unsteadiness, and if you pay close attention to what you received the praise for, there's a good chance it was actually something that served them. A gaslighter is well aware that all of this confusion weakens people. All people long for stability and normalcy. If you continue to question everything happening around you, you lack that stability and normalcy with yourself, so you try to find it with someone else. You see how perfectly that works out for a gaslighter? Yes, again, you start to feel more stable with them. And there's so much more, but I'm running out of time for today, so I'll speed it up. Gaslighters project. They try to align people against you. They tell you and others that you are crazy, and they attempt to convince you that everyone else is a liar. Once again, when you question everything around you, you search for something to cling to for correct information. And as you've guessed by now, you find yourself right back in the hands of someone who isn't giving you the correct information at all. They are simply manipulating you. So I hope this gives you a bit more guidance on gaslighting if you were unsure like I was. And I also hope you'll tune in tomorrow for Sandy's incredible insight. To learn more on this topic and anything Double X Factor really, find us at KMALand.com or on social media at KMAXXFactor. Thanks so much for listening.